Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Carol Daniel, along with Stifel Director of Investments, Eric Robert, and this is the Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Stifel. We'll take a look back and then a look forward. How did the markets perform last week?
Well, Carol, stocks wrapped up a solid week of gains. The Dow gained 1.8% this week to close at 29,348, while the S&P 500 jumped nearly 2%. The NASDAQ led the week for gains, adding 2.3% through Friday's close. All three major indexes closed the week at record highs.
So what weighed on the market last week? The big news was at least a phase one signing of the China trade deal.
That's right. A lot on trade, and investors had a lot to like with both those big moves on trade and a strong start to fourth quarter earnings season, pushing the Dow above that historic 29,000 threshold and the S&P 500 above 3,300 for the first time ever. Turning to trade, the U.S. and China finalized the long-anticipated Phase 1 trade deal on Wednesday. That deal includes significant commitments from China to expand purchases of U.S. agricultural and manufactured goods, while bolstering intellectual property protections and measures to prevent forced technology transfer. The U.S.-China deal was quickly followed by the Senate passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Pact, or USMCA, on Thursday. USMCA replaces NAFTA as the primary rule set governing North American trade that builds off of NAFTA's framework while adding new policies for technology firms and automakers.
All right. And talking about this week, a shortened trading week due to the Dr. King holiday tomorrow, what will investors be focused on as the week gets underway Tuesday then?
That's right. We'll be closed on Monday, but also a much lighter week for economic data. We'll get an update on existing home sales on Wednesday, jobless claims on Thursday, and a look at manufacturers on Friday.
That's Stifel Director of Investments, Eric Robert. Eric, thank you. I'm Carol Daniel. And that's the Weekend Wall Street Wrap on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.